Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Jack Posobiec and Mike Davis unpack the political ramifications of Roe versus Wade being overturned, as well as what do Republicans need to do to win certain key battleground state races. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com, start a high school chapter, start a college chapter today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Turning Point USA is on the front lines to be able to get you to be able to win the culture war and come to our Student Action Summit at tpusa.com/SAS. That is tpusa.com/SAS. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. Look, one of the best things you could do to improve your health is get at least 7 hours of quality sleep every night. I know, it's hard to get that much sleep, but in your mind, it can keep you awake, and you just can't seem to get comfortable. Some people wake up early and can't fall asleep again. There are hundreds of reasons why you can't get 7 hours of quality sleep. But listen, it's very important because your body heals itself when you sleep. And if you're not getting enough quality sleep, you're increasing your risk of disease, making it harder to lose weight. Would you like to know about a way to get better sleep? Well, look, you need to take magnesium every night. Look, I take magnesium before bed. It is a game changer. No joke. Before I even started to partner with the amazing people with magnesium breakthrough bioptimizers, I was a believer in magnesium, but their magnesium is actually better than what I was using. Believe it or not, around 75% of people do not have enough magnesium. They have a magnesium deficiency, which helps explain why so many people have sleep problems. As soon as I started taking magnesium seriously, boom, out in 5 minutes. Doesn't matter if I had a stressful day. Doesn't matter if I worked out a lot. By the way, magnesium is great for workout recovery, but it's as if magnesium is a magic potion from the heavens to get you to be able to fall asleep. I'm telling you, it's the real deal. Read about it online, you'll find out. But there's actually 7 unique forms of magnesium, and you have to get them all if you want to experience its calming sleep-enhancing effects. I learned this the hard way. So that's why I recommend Magnesium Breakthroughs by Bioptimizers. Simply take 2 capsules before you go to bed, and you'll be amazed at how much better you sleep and how much more rested you feel when you wake up. For an exclusive offer for my listeners, go to magbreakthrough.com/Kirk to save up to 42%. Again, you can save up to 42% on Magnesium Breakthrough when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. That is magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. Get magnesium in your body today. There's a lot of different races that are coming up that we need to keep our eyes on. And I understand there is a concern. There's a concern by some of you that Roe v. Wade, the gun issue, that it's going to mess up our chances coming into November. And you might be right. I share some of that concern. However, I still believe, as I look at things as they are, it actually might be a net positive. I want you to try to entertain that for a second. And by the way, right is right regardless of political viability. But I know some people are emailing us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, I'm really worried that we're going to get off kind of the focus on gas prices and the border and all of this. Could it be that the media is misleading us, that this actually might be a good thing for Republicans and a difficult thing for Democrats? To help us unpack this is the great Jack Posobiec from Human Events Daily. Does a great job and is a common guest on this program and promotes Turning Point USA quite a lot, which I deeply appreciate. Jack, welcome back to the program.
Charlie, I'm excited not only to be on with you, but also excited that we just announced that we're all going to be sharing a huge celebration of all the victories that we've had, right, from the Supreme Court to the New York State Supreme Court the other day. we're all going to be celebrating together down at Tampa, Florida, right, for the Student Action Summit. Can you believe it?
It's going to be amazing. Thousands and thousands of people, Student Action Summit. And then Turning Point Action will be hosting Trump and DeSantis there. It's going to be amazing. We got the biggest speakers.
Trump and DeSantis together.
And both.
Together.
And we have a straw poll.
Explosive.
Believe it or not, we have a straw poll. So we'll see who wins.
It's spicy.
It's going to be interesting. So, Jack, the conventional wisdom in the media is that this is going to help Democrats. In fact, let me play a piece of tape here from SC Cup. Cut two here, where she says that because of the overturning of Roe, it's hard to imagine the Republican Party surviving this. Play cut two.
The question that Brianna asked, I think, is the right one. It's sort of now what? What are now that anti-abortion activists got what they wanted, right, which is to overturn Roe versus Wade, what happens now politically, do you think?
It's hard to imagine the Republican Party surviving this. Between anti-abortion, anti-LGBTQ, book banning, anti-democracy, I mean, add all the regressive bullshit to this, add it all together, and I don't know who's left in the future and future generations to be drawn to this party.
Jack, is this a death sentence for the conservative movement?
A death sentence? No, this is more like a new lease on life, because as people have been saying, I think rightly so, that the old conservative movement is dead. Welcome to the new right. So the difference is, if this were the old conservative movement, if this were the 1990s, if this were even the early 2000s, right, what was the status quo on abortion, right? And let's just talk politics right now. Let's talk about where things were in the country back then. The status quo was safe, legal, and rare, right? Remember that, safe, legal, and rare. And it was sort of this entrenched battle where people, you know, really couldn't get any traction along the edges on this issue. But then what happened? The progressive woke left went completely crazy with it. You had President Trump there on the debate stage with Hillary asking her about late term abortion, and she won't even deny that she supports it. She won't say that that's completely crazy. So when we've got the technology on our side, when we've got science on our side, when we've got right on our side, because we know obviously individual DNA means an individual embryo, individual person, right? They went so far with it that they gave us an inch, and then we were able to swing the massive people, yes, in the middle. Then they start launching culture wars on, you know, teaching our kids there's 85 genders, that you can be whatever gender you want, that it's, you know, it's pick your own gender of the week kind of thing. They started going completely crazy. So I think the context of what is what SE Cup fails to realize. The context is we are in the culture wars, whether you like it or not. And if you're putting up vote, or if you're putting up points on the board for the culture wars, if you're showing that, yes, you're part of the movement that is going to bring the great ship that is the United States, trying to, you know, when I, like, it's like when I was in the Navy, right? You know, an aircraft carrier, it doesn't turn on a dime, right? It turns very slowly, but you've got to move inch by inch by inch. So in order to do that, it's not that America is lurching, you know, to the far right or something. It's that America, yeah, sure, it's moving right, but it's moving back to the center right. And that's where this country always was. Amen. That's why you're seeing wins like this. And people are going to get on board with the side that's showing actual tactical gains on the political battlefield in terms of this, right? Roe v. Wade was a sacred cow for the left for a generation, and now it is gone. That never would have happened if you weren't in this culture war environment that we are now with the new coalition of the new right.
That's well said. Rasmussen reports that half of voters approve of the Supreme Court decisions ruling on abortion. Approve 50%, disapprove 45%. Even though most voters identify as pro-choice than pro-life, a full half of them approve of the recent Supreme Court ruling that overturned the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision. And so look, Jack, we're both pro-life and we're outspokenly pro-life. But you and I both know that in our broad coalition of trying to win elections, there are people that will not share the same life views that we have. And with that being said, though, it looks like this decision is, I believe, actually a moderate decision. Send it back down to the states, let the states decide however they want. You and I would both love to see national abortion bans come through, obviously, but letting the states decide, it seems as if, believe it or not, according to Rasmussen, 50% of Americans agree. It's remarkable, isn't it?
Well, and it's also because you have to go in and look at the methodology. So I did check this out, and I check it out whenever I see any of the legacy media polls on pro-life as well. Whenever you see the legacy media, whether it be CNN or MSNBC, et cetera, YouGov even will do this. They'll say, has stripped the constitutional yep. right to abortion, right? Or they'll say something like this, do you agree? And they get these, you know, they get these huge, huge majorities. But the way Rasmussen asked the question was, do you agree with allowing states to decide and to set their own policy on abortion? Well, that's where you get this huge 50% number because, right. well, hold on a second. Wait a minute. I thought that we were supposed to be the ones that defend democracy. And all of this is about defense of democracy. We hear from the January 6th committee every single day that we have to defend democracy. Yeah, that's right. And these horrible far right conservatives, or what did Wanda Sykes say, that that middle part of the country is just telling everybody what to do. No, that's not how it works, right? It's actually going back to the states. It is going to be a more democratic view. There will be states. There are states right now
yes.
that already have the trigger laws on the board, on the books. States like Arizona, which, by the way, interesting case, never repealed their abortion laws. That's still on the
yeah,
books.
No one really knows what's going to be happening here.
What's going to happen in those other states?
I want to play cut 52. Wanda Sykes, quote, the problem is the middle stuff. I mean, come on, it's the states in the middle, that red stuff. Why do they tell you they get, why do they tell, get to tell us what to do? Or the majority of us live out in New York and California, and we're paying for all this crap, really. I've said it for a while, Jack. Tragically, we are stumbling towards a national divorce. It's going to happen. If this does not get interrupted by leadership, the country is going to tear apart. It's just going to happen. They don't want to live with us, and it's becoming a mutual feeling. I think it's tragic. I don't want to see that happen, but you cannot talk the way Wanda Sykes is talking and have a country. Play cut 52.
The country, it's no longer a democracy, right? I mean, it's no longer majority rule. The problem is that middle stuff. It's those states in the middle, that red stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they get to tell us what to do when the majority of us live out, you know, New York, California, and we're paying for all this crap, really? I mean, right?
Yeah, really insightful constitutional wisdom from Wanda Sykes. I don't even know who she is, to be perfectly honest, which goes to show, like, I don't know what constituency
interesting
she serves,
fact about Wanda Sykes, Charlie, not only is she a comedian, but is a former NSA analyst. Not everybody knows that about Wanda Sykes, former NSA analyst.
Very interesting. So, Jack, to piggyback kind of off the point and to reinforce it, there is this arrogance of kind of this is the middle stuff, this is the red stuff. Do you think this is sustainable? I know I kind of riffed on that a little bit. I want the country to remain together. It's my heart for America to remain as whole. But it seems if they're calling for a national divorce. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, actually, at the end of that clip, I watched that earlier, and she says something about, like, she says, we're paying for everything. And so it's like when you take someone out to dinner and you're footing the bill, she says fitting the bill, it's actually footing the bill, Wanda, that you get to decide what you're eating. So just shut up and eat. And so that's how they look at you. That's how they look at the people in the great middle of this country. But I do think it's very interesting, Charlie, that she mentioned food, because whenever I hear the bicoastal elites talk about and demonize and ridicule and mock the people
point.
That live on the inside of our country,
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, that's where your food comes from.
It's the breadbasket of your entire
right.
civilization.
You haven't ever actually thought this one through, have you?
No, and I mean all the kind of vegan food trends, good luck without an agricultural base in Malibu and in Manhattan. I want to play another piece of tape here, Jack, for you, and I want to get your feedback. So I want to go to this one right here, which is Whoopi Goldberg suggesting the Supreme Court will bring back slavery based on the decision that overturns Roe versus Wade. Play cut 53.
Probably going to be overturned. Affirmative action is
we
no
were
more.
Not in the Constitution either. Well, we were not even people.
He is
in
saying
the Constitution.
Nothing is precedent anymore.
Well, you better hope
Clarence.
That they don't come for you, Clarence, and say you should not be married to your wife, who happens to be white, because they will move back. And you better hope that nobody says, you know, well, you're not in the Constitution. You're back to being a quarter
we're
of a person.
We're back to the 50s.
Because that's not going to work either.
Mass constitutional literacy, and this all kind of comes into the midterm elections where they're going to try to make this a major issue. So, Jack, your thoughts on Whoopi Goldberg, and then what states do we need to keep our eyes on as we head through primary season and a general election season?
Well, I look at this and you're absolutely right, right? She's obviously doing everything she can to drive out Democrat voters to the polls over this issue. And so Rasmussen looked at that. They put it around, it's top 10, but it's not top five, right? It's top 10, but it's not top five. Why is that? Because everything else is falling apart around us, right? It's not just the president that's collapsing on a bicycle. It's the economy that's collapsing. It's our foreign policy that's collapsing, right? And it's the prices when you go to purchase something, whether you, it's, you know, Charlie, I was saying earlier that we need to call this like, I don't know what we're going to call it. We need to come up with an index, right? Because Biden said, when he talked about inflation, he said, you can remove fuel and food from the inflation numbers. Remember him saying that?
Yes.
And I still haven't gotten past that moment to say, we need to come up with like a turning point, middle America index, right?
That's right.
Where the only thing we track in that inflation is food and fuel. Because guess what? That's what's going to run the Democrats out of office. That's what's going to run Joe Biden out of office, because that's what people vote on. This other stuff, the social stuff, that's important. The culture war stuff is there. But I guarantee you, for those people in the great middle of America, they care a lot more about that.
I think the social stuff is going to be a wash, right? So I think you're going to get people that want to confiscate guns, people that like guns. I think it basically balances itself out. I think you're going to get very motivated pro-life voters finally saying, wow, we can give political power and get meaningful gains on abortion, and then some very motivated abortion fanatics. But where the elections are going to be won are at the gas pump and in cost of living and the border as well. We cannot forget the border. The border I do not consider to be a social issue. I think the border is an 80 to 90% issue. And at SAS, we're going to be revealing just a short snippet of our border battle documentary that we've been doing, where we sent a whole team to embed with Border Patrol, Immigration's Custom Enforcement. It will blow people's minds.
I've got to see part of this, and I was actually on set for a little bit of it, and it's amazing. It will blow your mind.
I think it's one of the best pieces of exposing what's happened on the border that I've come across. Obviously, I'm biased. Jack Posobiec, everyone subscribe to his podcast. Jack does a wonderful job. Jack, thanks for your commentary as always.
Appreciate it, Rod.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. This Common Sense is brought to you by the folks at SecondVote.com, amazing people who are fighting back against woke corporations. Subscribe now at SecondVote.com, promo code Charlie.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Hatfield, president of Second Vote. We've had uniquely American common sense since 1776, but now we're in the age of common nonsense. Today's nonsense comes from the pro-abortion extremists protesting outside the home of Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett. They were wearing clothes covered in fake blood and holding baby dolls. It's not just nonsense, it's downright disgusting and illegal if they hope to persuade Justice Barrett. But woke corporations are getting ready to use the dollars you spend to fund these extremists if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. If you shop at places like Starbucks and Target, you can be sure they are giving your money to Planned Parenthood. So is it any wonder the new Gallup poll shows that the record-breaking 50% of Americans say that the U.S. has poor moral values? The poll also showed that the number of Americans who believe in God is at a historic low. Common sense tells us that these things are connected. The lies pushed by big tech, woke corporations, and our far-left government have begun to erode the morals and values of Americans by contradicting and assaulting what we know to be truth. They censor conservative voices and push views inconsistent with the long-held religious beliefs and eternal truth. That's why Second Vote is helping you to push back. At Second Vote, we do the research to expose big corporations by scoring hundreds of companies on traditional American and Judeo-Christian values. And Second Vote has been around for 10 years with the mission of empowering you with the research to make better choices with your money. So please make sure to arm yourselves every day with the knowledge you need to shop smart and stop funding the left. All the research you need is available at SecondVote.com. I'm Rebecca Hatfield, president of Second Vote, reminding you that your first vote is at the ballot box, but your second vote is with your wallet.
Make sure you go to SecondVote.com and subscribe now using promo code Charlie for just $40 for a whole year. That's SecondVote.com, promo code Charlie. With us right now is Mike Davis, formerly chief counsel for nominations for the U.S. Senate Committee on the Judiciary and a law clerk, formerly and also helped Justice Gorsuch get on the U.S. Supreme Court. Mike, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me, Charlie.
I always love when you do our interviews. You have that beautiful picture behind you. It's just, it's incredible. So Washington crossing the Delaware, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
Yeah, and I've big admirer of that painting and what it actually means. So, Mike, 10 years ago, I got my start in politics, and I was pro-life then as I am now, but I was told by people that Roe versus Wade would never be overturned. 10 years ago, Justice Scalia was lamenting that the court had gone off the rails. What happened in a decade where we went from a court that was insane and dominated by Sotomayor and Kagan and upheld Obamacare as merely a tax, even though we know simply that that was an insane decision, where 10 years later, we now have restored constitutional sanity? What do you attribute this success to?
I attributed this success to President Donald J. Trump and Senate Republicans. President Trump in 2016 won an upset victory against Hillary Clinton, in big part because he promised he would appoint constitutionalist Supreme Court justices and federal judges who would follow the law instead of rewrite the law. And what we saw with this Dobbs decision coming out was the culmination of that. It was because President Trump transformed the 5-4 John Roberts Court to the 5-4 Clarence Thomas Court with the appointments of Justices Gorsuch, my former boss, Justice Kavanaugh, who I helped lead through the Senate confirmation, and then Justice Amy Coney Barrett. So it is a fundamental transformation of the federal judiciary back to its constitutionalist origins, what it's supposed to be before the liberals hijacked the Supreme Court nearly 90 years ago.
So they're calling this court illegitimate, which basically is them saying, we don't like how they rule, therefore we're going to try to undermine everything they're doing. So without going too deep into this, but we talked quite a lot about this, just what are your immediate thoughts at the continued smear and character assassination of the brilliant Clarence Thomas?
It's a radical assault on judicial independence. They hate Clarence Thomas because he is a conservative black man
who escaped
the Democrats' plantation long, long, long ago. They're even attacking his wife, Jenny, who's been a lifelong political activist, and she never worked in the Democrats' kitchen. She's always been a conservative. And so I think Clarence Thomas and Jenny Thomas should tell these Democrats to go to hell.
I think they do in their own way, but it's just the character assassination and the smear is so revealing of the American left and of the Democrat Party. So let's talk about impeachment. This is something that is now being talked more and more. AOC calling, saying Kavanaugh, Barrett, and Thomas committed impeachable offenses. Is there any hope that they will remove Supreme Court justices with impeachment? Has this ever happened before in American history? Walk us through that.
Only in America could someone like AOC go from cocktail waitress to fake constitutional scholar in less than a decade. There is zero basis for any of these arguments for Justice Clarence Thomas's impeachment, for Justice Kavanaugh's impeachment, Justice Gorsuch's impeachment. This is a radical assault on judicial independence. It goes back to the fact that FDR nearly 90 years ago and the switch in time that changed nine, he cowed the Supreme Court, got them to change their jurisprudence and gave the federal government unlimited powers, essentially. And so 90 years later, nearly 90 years later, President Trump transformed the Supreme Court. The left loved the Supreme Court and the federal judiciary when they controlled it.
Yes.
They've lost control now, and so they want to destroy it.
Cut 42. This is Joy Behar screaming, we are in a theocracy right now. Let's play cut 42.
Don't we have separation of church? No, we don't anymore. I think Clarence Thomas needs to have a seance and have Thomas Jefferson there and Alexander Hamilton. Hello?
Yeah.
Do we still have a separation of church and state here? Is in the Constitution?
It's the First Amendment guarantee, and we don't seem to have that anymore.
We're in a theocracy right now.
Wrong. Actually, nowhere in the Constitution does it say separation of church and state for the low IQ view. It has an establishment clause and a free expression clause, which is a fundamentally different thing than separation of church and state. That is pulled from a singular letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote to the Danbury Baptist Convention and was resurrected by either the Warren Court or the Burger Court to justify the elimination of prayer in schools. But that's not really what we're even talking about. We're talking about a 10th Amendment issue. Nowhere in the decisions or the opinions of Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, or Thomas, or Alito, God bless Alito, who's just, I think, one of the most underappreciated members of the court, were they talking about religious views? Expand on that, Mike.
Well, number one, if I were Joe Biden, I'd be very upset that Joy Behar stole his sunglasses and he should demand them back. But Number two, these leftists have a very fundamental misunderstanding of our U.S. Constitution. Our U.S. Constitution is a loan agreement between we, the people, and our government.
That's right.
And we loan our government specific, limited, separated, enumerated rights in exchange for the federal government securing, not giving us rights, securing our rights, right? So we get our rights from God. We're different from England, where we from which we declared independence. In England, the sovereign is the king. The king gets, or the queen, the sovereign gets the power from God and loans power to its subjects through documents like the Magna Carta. The United States is the opposite of that. We are the sovereign. We, the people, are the sovereign. We get our power. We get our rights from God, and we loan power to government through the U.S. Constitution. 90 years ago, that got flipped on its head. That's starting to change back. This is nonsense, what the left is arguing about a theocracy. Just because you're a high school football coach does not mean you lose your free speech rights under the First Amendment. That doesn't mean you lose your free exercise rights under the First Amendment. The Democrats, the left, the Marxist left have used the Establishment Clause for decades, where it says that government can't establish a religion. The Marxist left has used the Establishment Clause to chase Christians out of the public square because they hate religion. They hate Christians. It's their anti-Christian bigotry on full display here.
Not to mention, though, that they have their own religion of secular humanism. They have the religion of secular humanism that they've imposed on the rest of us. I want to play this piece of tape here, which is going to be a line that we're going to have to properly respond to, which is there's an accusation that is kind of being floated that these justices lied under oath, that they said one thing and they went to the other. I had it right in front of me here. Let me try to get it here, which is basically when they were going through the process that the justices were misleading to senators and other people. I'll find the clip, but first, what's your response to that, Mike?
It's nonsense. I ran Justice Gorsuch's confirmation as his former law clerk from the outside. I was the Senate staff leader for Justice Kavanaugh's confirmation. I worked on the Chief Justice and Justice Alito's confirmation from the Bush 43 White House. I had a supporting role for Justice Barrett's confirmation from the Article 3 Project. These Supreme Court nominees, they're federal judges, they're bound by the judicial canons, and they all answer this the same way, whether they're Democrat appointed or Republican appointed, which is they will follow precedent. And that includes following the law of precedent. And the law of precedent includes factors that the judges have to look at, including whether the precedent is still good law and the consequences of overturning that precedent. If Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh somehow lied by doing that, then that means that Justice Kagan and Justice Sotomayor lied when they said that they would uphold precedent on Heller and the Second Amendment. It's just political noise and political nonsense from liberals, whether it's Chuck Schumer or Senator Susan Collins, the Republican liberal from Maine who is losing her mind.
That's well said. Any closing thoughts on this as we have about a minute remaining? The court has received a vast amount of attention, and it's important that we recognize and realize we don't allow them to pack the courts. Do you think that's in the cards if they actually get unified political power?
They will try to do it if they have the power, and that's why it's so important for conservatives to show up at this next election and put a critical check on this. We've had nine justices since 1869, nearly 150 years, we cannot allow this to happen. If they pack the Supreme Court, we're going to lose everything. We will lose our First Amendment rights to speech, to worship, Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms. The left talks about precedent now. They will get rid of all of these precedents in a second if they pack the court and take power, because all they care about is power.
Well said. Mike Davis, thank you so much for joining us. The wonderful Article 3 Project. Deeply appreciate it.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you. Many of you ask us, Charlie, is Joe Biden going to run in 2024? We've made the position publicly. No, he is not. In fact, we give it a 5 to 10% chance. So why is all this stuff coming out against Joe Biden right now? Well, it's probably being leaked by the Gavin Newsom for President campaign. I don't say that jokingly. I believe that there is a consolidation of interests. Nancy Pelosi, Eric Swalwell, Adam Schiff, and many others that are consolidating support
of someone that could take over the White House that won't be deeply unpopular because of charisma. Don't get me wrong, Gavin Newsom's the worst governor in America, only to be outrun. Well, that's not true. That he can't really run by J.B. Pritzker, so that's a separate issue. But Kathy Hochul and many others, J.B. Pritzker can more waddle, not to be outwaddled by J.B. Pritzker. And so the California cartel would love nothing more than to have somebody in the White House, and that is Pelosi, the Silicon Valley tech giants, the Napa Valley wine crew, and that person they really are focusing on is Gavin Newsom, in my opinion. But they got to get Joe Biden out of the way, and one of the ways they're going to get Joe Biden out of the way is Hunter and Joe Biden's involvement with Hunter Biden. Now, this is bubbling up to be a massive political liability for Democrats. Democrats are worried kind of going into November, this is going to hurt them down ballot. But some of the Democrats, this is their calculation. They know gas prices are high. They know the economy is terrible. They know inflation is high. They want to blame this all on Biden. They actually, in some way, shape, or form, are going to spin a midterm catastrophe. The Democrats are going to spin a midterm catastrophe as a reason to get rid of Biden. See, we were blown out. It's an indictment on you, Joe. Not to mention your son literally might be indicted anytime soon, and you might be indicted anytime soon. Get out of here, and then we can have Gavin Newsom. Now, the obvious question is, well, why not Kamala Harris? Number one, Kamala Harris doesn't get along very well with Pelosi and what I call the California cartel. She kind of just slipped into there. Number two, she's deeply unpopular. As much as people hate Joe Biden, they hate Kamala Harris more. Number three, she cackles all the time. It's one of the laws of nature. One of the laws of physics, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. An object at rest will stay at rest. Force equals mass times acceleration. And the fourth law of nature is you cannot cackle your way to the presidency. It's just one of the ways the universe is wired. I didn't make the rules. Take it up with the almighty creator. You cannot cackle and win a presidential election. Ha! Ha! Can't happen. So, but now you have this new piece of tape coming out. Cut 45 is the new voicemail from Joe Biden to Hunter Biden. Play cut 45.
Hey, Palace Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
And then cut 62 is Joe Biden on the campaign trail saying he never discussed Hunter Biden's business dealings with his son. But what he was talking about in the voicemail was Hunter Biden's Chinese business dealings. Remember when Joe Biden said this? Play cut 62.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business dealings?
Yes, I stand by that statement. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
We can't fall for the trap. Democrats are not dumb. I'm talking about the Obama Democrats. I'm talking about Valerie Jarrett, David Axelrod. They see Biden as a ship that is going down that they will not be able to turn around. So they're going to use Joe Biden's complete and total plummeting presidency to their advantage, to get the pardons they need, to get the radical appointees they need. That's fine. But politically, as Joe Biden continues to descend into the abyss, and the midterms look like it's not going to be very good for Democrats at all, as the disapprove-approve ratings are completely inverted. They're going to use that as a way to displace him. They're using all this new footage, this new voicemails, the looming indictments, the money laundering. Not to mention, I mean, there's evidence to show that Joe Biden gave Hunter Biden $100,000 and all of it was used on Russian hookers. All of it. And apparently Hunter Biden was like floating a gun around and mistreating the hookers. New video emerges, Hunter Biden and his sex worker illegally obtained gun. Okay. Again, that's not in the New York Times, nor will it be anytime soon. Look at the deeper level. Let's not make this all about Biden. It's about the Democrat Party. They will remove Biden in an instant. The same way they remove Cuomo, the same way they don't remove people they don't like, and they'll put Gavin Newsom or somebody else. But let's see if Hillary runs. That'll be interesting. Don't fall for it. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.